So it's Saturday night, and instead of devoting all of your time to paying attention to me, you unfortunately have to spend time in a meeting online, a conference call, which I hate. I know that it means that you'll have to spend an hour or two doing things that you don't really want to do, talking to people that you don't really want to talk to, and it means that I'll be ignored the whole time. And that just doesn't really seem fair. I mean, I know it's gonna stress you out and you're gonna get uncomfortable sitting in that chair trying to make important decisions, arguing with people. If it was up to me, I'd stand right behind you the whole time, massaging your neck, running little circles along your shoulders with my thumb, rubbing my fingers into your shoulder blades, drawing them along your clavicle, down your spine, just trying to keep you de-stressed and relaxed. But I think eventually I'd get bored of that, and I think I could probably come up with better ways to take your mind off important things. You know, maybe instead of using my hands, I could, strip my top off and gently massage you with my tits or my tongue. Maybe gently nibble on your ear, your jaw, your neck with my teeth. Or we could just forget about your neck and your shoulders entirely. I could sneak around to the side of you and crawl under the desk. Take my hands, run them over your knees, up your thighs, along the inside of your thighs, to your crotch. I'd unzip and unbutton your pants and slide my hand in and gently begin to stroke you. Probably wouldn't take very long until you got hard. And then, instead of using my hands, I could take you into my mouth. My warm, soft, wet tongue licking you, stroking the head of your cock, sucking on you, tasting you. I'd make sure my hands were gently playing with your balls while my tongue was lavishing all that attention on your cock, my tits brushing against the tops of your thighs. Oh, I'd listen to you start to moan. Try and hold it back. Make sure that the people you were talking with couldn't hear you. I don't know how much control you can maintain. But I know what you're like when you're about to come. And I would make sure you didn't. Because what fun is that? It's more fun to watch you struggle. Watch you try and keep the secret that you've got a girl under your desk. While you're trying to have serious conversations with your colleagues. When I finally thought you might lose control and go over the edge, I'd simply stop until you came back to yourself. And then I'd start again. And again. And again. Until finally your meeting was over. At which point you'd be free to shove your chair back and drag me out from under your desk, half naked, though you'd fix that quickly, tugging my pants down almost as quickly as you'd tugged yours down. You'd pull your hard, slick cock out and bend me over the desk, one hand on my hips, the other reaching around, sliding between my lips. Rubbing my clit while you teased me with the tip of your cock right against my pussy, making me ache for it. You'd tell me to beg, and I would. I'm shameless when it comes to wanting you inside me. Please, baby, please. Don't make me wait any longer. I can't stand it. I need you inside me. And you'd give in. You'd slide in slowly, and then faster, and faster, and faster. You'd fuck me so hard. Bent over the desk, my ass slapping against your hips. Your hands on my waist, my tits, my pussy, my hair. Anywhere you could reach. Anywhere you could grab a hold and pull me against you. In no time at all, I'd be close. And I'd start to tell you, beg you to let me finish. But just as I made you edge, you'd keep me on the edge too. You'd slow down, stop thrusting, take your hands away from my clit. You'd make me beg, ache for it, before you'd finally give me what I wanted. But it's so sweet in the meantime. I love the feel of you inside me, your cock filling me up, pressed against every inside inch of me, making me ache for your fucking. Baby, please, please don't make me wait too long. Please, I can't stand it. I need your cum inside me. I need it. And that's what would push you over the edge. You'd sit back down in the chair, your hands on my hips, dragging me into your lap. And I'd bounce on your cock, quickly, so excited. Your hands on my clit, my hands on my tits, your lips on my neck, my back pressed against your chest, legs tangled together, hips moving in rhythm, both of us so, so eager. I'd lean my head back and tell you, baby, I'm so close. Please don't stop. Whatever you do, don't stop. You'd moan that you were close to, that you wanted to feel me come around your cock. And I would tell you that you had better fill me with your cum. I want to feel you spray inside me. And we'd come together, the perfect end to a boring meeting.